You know, Weezy, I'm glad we're finally getting rid of some of this junk out of the storage box.
Yeah. Me too.
We shouldn't let this stuff pile up like this.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't believe we kept all this junk.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's that box. Now I just empty the wastebasket. What are you doing? I'm always throwing all the stuff away.
Well, all these things have sentimental value to me. Look at this corsage. You bought this for me on our first formal date.
Yeah, and it held up pretty good, too, huh?
Yeah, plastic usually does.
Here you are, Mr. Jefferson, sir. That's all right. I got it. I got it, sir. Yep. Sure is a heavy one. Now, wait. Gotta make sure we don't hurt the back. There you are, Mr. Jefferson, sir.
Thanks, Ralph.
I was very careful in bringing it up from the storage locker, sir.
Oh, good job, Ralph.
Very, very careful. I figured that this trunk probably contains some mementos you wouldn't want damaged. I mean, you can't put a price on memories.
No, Ralph. See, most of that stuff we're gonna throw away.
But then again, memories are a dime a dozen.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your help, Ralph.
You're welcome, sir. You're very welcome.
Okay.
You know, while we're on the subject of memories, I can remember when the dollar was worth twice as much as it is now. Why, 20 years ago, these $2 were actually worth $4.
Oh, they were?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, well, look, why don't you pretend it's 20 years ago? Now you still got two.
George, where did that trunk come from?
It's Mama's. I had it sent over after she died.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
This is just like that Dracula movie I saw on TV last night.
Will you shut up?
See, Dracula had already bitten all the people in Transylvania. So he had himself mailed to the United States. In a trunk just like that one. And then this guy opened up the trunk. And Dracula flew out. Bit him on the neck, sucked all the blood out of him, threw him on the floor, and left him there, dead.
Now that is stupid. Florence, will you open the trunk?
Oh, George.
Boo! Oh!
Florence!
Well, look at all this junk. It'll take me a month to straighten this stuff out. Oh, Weeze. Here's a picture of Mama and Papa there at Coney Island.
Oh, don't they look happy?
Well, no wonder. Look at the size of that Cupid doll they hold it.
Cupid doll? That's me.
Oh, the booby prize, huh?
You know, George, your father was quite handsome.
Well, you know, good looks run in our family.
Where did they run when you were born?
I wish I'd known your father.
Yeah, me too. I was only 9 years old when he died. One of the few things I can remember is he used to always take me to Coney Island. We used to go on the roller coaster. I used to get sick on my stomach and throw up. Boy, that was fun.
Uh-oh.
Here's my first teacher.
Teacher? That's a boot.
I know. It's one of Pop's old boots. Boy, this boot sure tore my butt a thing or two. What's this?
Why don't you open it up and see?
Uh-oh. This is just like that spooky movie I saw. This man opens up this envelope and his fingers fall off.
Boss, will you shut up? Please, I don't believe it. It's Papa's will. I, William T. Jefferson, being of sound mind and tired body, do declare the following. To my wife, Olivia, I leave all my valuables, including my watch, my radio, and 2 pawn shop tickets if she wants to get the watch and radio. I guess I ain't got much more to leave except my love. The only other thing I have to say, Olivia, is that if I do go first, please make sure we get buried next to each other. That way, we'll always be together, me and you.
Oh, isn't that touching?
Yeah, except Papa's buried up there in Rockridge in that old pauper cemetery. And Mama's over there in Shady Hill. Wait a minute, I got it.
Got what?
I'm gonna have Papa moved over to Shady Hills with Mama.
Move him?
What you gonna do, call Beacons?
Look, I always wanted to do something for my father, so now's my chance.
George, that's a very nice idea, I guess. But don't you think your father would want to stay where he is? I mean, by now, he's probably comfortable.
Yeah, leave the dead alone. They got enough problems.
But Weezy, didn't you hear what Papa said in his will? He wants to be buried next to Mama. That means it's up to me.
All right, George, if you really feel that way.
Good, Weez. Now, look, I want you to go over to Rockridge and make all the arrangements, okay?
Me? I thought it was up to you.
But, Weezy, I haven't been in Rockridge since I was a kid. And besides, I gotta go over to Shady Hills and get a place for Papa next to Mama.
Okay, George, if you really want me to, I'll go.
Oh, thanks, Weezy. I know I can count on you. Nah. Okay, I'll see y'all later.
Lawrence, why don't you go with me to the cemetery?
Me?
Yeah, we can't let George's father down.
We can't bring him up either.
Hello? Gee, Florence, there doesn't seem to be anybody here. Florence, what are you doing out there?
Right now, I'm doing the 23rd Psalm.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of.
I guess you're right.
Hi, lady. Oh! I'm sorry if I frightened you. I'm Homer Calder, caretaker, record keeper, and handyman.
Oh, but that must keep you very busy.
Well, no. Actually, it's pretty quiet around here.
I should hope so. Mr. Calder, yeah. I'm Louise Jefferson. This is Florence Johnston.
Well, how are you?
Alive and well, thank you.
We are here with kind of a strange request. You see, my father-in-law is buried here, and we'd like to move him over to Shady Hills.
Don't get much call for that. Once I plant them, they usually stay planted.
I know. We saw your garden on the way in.
Exactly what do we have to do to move the remains?
If he hands us that shovel, I'm leaving.
First off, Mrs. Jefferson, I have to know the name of the deceased.
William Jefferson.
William Jefferson.
He died in 1939.
1939. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Why not?
Oh, big fire here in 53 burnt up all the older records.
Well, you must have some other files.
Nope, sorry.
Oh, come on, Florence. We have to go look on the headstones.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
No, we can't do that.
Why not?
Vandals got to the older graves. No headstones left.
They stole the headstones?
Yeah. I hear they make nice coffee tables.
But if there are no records or headstones, how are we supposed to find my husband's father?
Do you know the plot number?
No.
Oh, then I guess there's nothing I can do.
You mean you lost my husband's father?
Don't worry. I'm sure he didn't go far.
Whew. I hope I don't see another graveyard till the day I die.
How am I going to tell George his father's missing?
Does he understand Morse code?
Hey, Weez.
George.
Hey, did you talk to those people over in Rockridge?
Well, yes, but...
Hey, Weezy, thanks. I knew I could depend on you. Nah.
But, George, there's something I've got to tell you.
Yeah?
Well, what I have to tell you is that... that Florence has something to tell you.
Yeah, what is it, Florence?
I have to go fix lunch.
But I ain't hungry yet.
That's no problem. I'll eat it.
You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say she was overworked.
George.
Hey, Weezy, guess what I did? I went up to Shady Hills, and I bought a plot for
$10,000. $10,000?
Yeah, a family plot. You know, that way we could all be together, you, me, Mom, and Papa.
Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Say what?
George, about your father, there's a problem.
Problem? What kind of problem?
Well, when I tell you, you promise not to yell...
Weezy, you know me.
Okay, I promise.
Your father is missing.
Missing?
George, you promised not to yell.
I'm not yelling, I'm just talking loud.
Your father is still at the cemetery someplace. But the records have all been destroyed and the headstone stolen. There's no way we can locate him. He's just lost.
Lost!
I'm sorry, but the people at Rock Ridge did what they could.
Did what they could? That's my father they lost. Not a softball game.
Well, there's nothing we can do.
There's gotta be.
Do you know the number of your father's plot?
No! What do you think I do, carry around in my wallet?
Then there's no way to find him.
Damn!
George, where are you going?
I'm not sure. City Hall, the Hall of Records, whatever it takes, I'm gonna find my father.
Where'd he go?
To look for his father.
Well, what's he gonna do, go dough to dough?
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Hey, Mr. Jefferson. Don't worry. Okay, so your father's lost, but things could be worse.
Oh, yeah? How would you feel if you were dead and didn't know where you were?
Gee, I never thought of it that way.
We spent the whole day trying to find him. I even went back to our old building. I figured maybe somebody there would remember my father.
Oh, yeah? Any luck?
Well, I met this bum on the stairway that said he remembered him. He had me believing him, too, at first. Until he told me he was Sammy Davis Jr. Then he starts singing Candyman.
Yeah, I love that song.
Not the way he sang it.
Hello, Mr. J. I mean, hello, Mr. J. Mr. J told me about your father. I can imagine what you must be going through. If there's anything I can possibly do for you, Mr.
Yeah, Benny, stop shaking.
Anything at all. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Benny. It's not your fault. It's just no use. He's lost. I'll never find him.
Well, you have to look on the bright side.
What's the bright side?
I don't know. That's why you have to look for it.
See, if I had only visited his grave more often, it never would have happened.
Well, you can't blame yourself.
Yes, I can!
Well, if you really want to.
How'd you like it if you didn't know where your father was buried?
Oh, I'd like it just fine, actually. My father's still alive.
But just remember...
Mr. J, perhaps you're blocking out something that's locked up inside your brain.
That's crazy, Benny. Ain't nothing inside my brain.
You know, I once had a friend who lost a diamond earring, and you know what happened?
Who cares?
Her husband took her to see a hypnotist.
A hypnotist?
That's right, and the hypnotist got her to remember where she left the earring.
Oh, I bet that made her happy, eh?
No, it made her divorced. She left the earring in another man's apartment.
Well, at least the hypnotism worked. Say, Mr. Jefferson, maybe you ought to give it a chance, huh?
You think so?
Well, it's worth a try. If you're interested, I have a friend who's a hypnotist. I could give him a ring and see if he could drop by tonight.
Okay, good. Go get him, Bentley.
Righto. Now, Mr. J, I'm very happy you've decided to put yourself in my hands. I'm terribly sorry.
You know, I just hope this hypnotism stuff ain't a waste of time.
Well, why should it be?
Well, look, I read this article that said hypnotism doesn't always work on intelligent people.
Oh, well, I'm sure you got nothing to worry about.
I wish I knew what was going on in there.
Yeah, Mr. Jefferson being hypnotized. You know, this might be a good time to ask for a raise.
George?
I have him under, Mrs. Jefferson. He'll only respond to me. I'll need help in understanding some of the things he's talking about.
Well, don't ask me, because I never know what he's talking about.
What I mean is, I'm going to take him back gradually, just to see how he responds. I'll use this information that you gave me about your husband's life. All right. Now, Mr. Jefferson, I want you to think back to the time when you first moved into this apartment, okay? Tell us about it.
Man, Weez, this place is great, ain't it? Oh, about the maid. I really think we should hire that Florence Johnson. I got a feeling she'd be a real hard worker.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, Weezy, I know you want to hire the other maid.
All right, Mr. Jefferson, let's go back a little bit further. Now, you're living in your new house on Hauser Street. What do you see?
Damn it, Bunker! You know, you're the most precious bigot I've ever seen in my life. Don't be to me. Listen, Bunker, you know you got some nerve telling me I can't move next door to you. You stupid honky. What?
That's fine, Mr. Jefferson, that's fine. Who is this Bunker?
Oh, he used to be our next door neighbor.
Well, sounds like a real meathead.
Well, his wife was nice.
All right, Mr. Jefferson. Now I want you to go on back and remember the birth of your son, Lionel, okay?
Oh, Lionel. You know, you're the cutest little baby I ever saw. You look just like me. But don't tell your mommy, because she thinks you look like her. Coochie-coo. Okay, little Mr. Jefferson, let me see you laugh. Come on, like this street. Like that. That's it. That's it. Oh, Lionel. Oh, Lionel.
That's fine, Mr. Jefferson. Now, let's go back a little further to the time when you were 16. It's the day you first met Louise.
Now, this I gotta see.
Hey, man, look, I can't hang with you niggas tonight. I got me a date. Yeah. Some chick named Louise. Yeah, I know it's a funny name. That's why I just call Louise to keep from laughing. But I'll tell you one thing, this chick's got class. Well, yeah, she's going out with me, ain't she? And you know me, I always get lucky on my first date. And I'm telling you, this chick is hot to try. I'm telling you.
Please, Mrs. Jefferson, he doesn't know what he's saying.
Tomorrow night, I can't go out tomorrow night either, man. I got me a date with my main babe, Ruby.
Ruby? Yeah, you know it. Ruby?
Excuse me, Miss Jefferson, but this is between you and your husband.
He seems to be responding well.
Ruby. A little too well.
All right, let's just sit back down here and relax. That's it. That's it. You feel all right?
Ruby.
Just relax. That's right.
Okay.
Now, you're 9 years old, and you're at your father's funeral. Tell me what you see. Georgie?
Mommy, I don't like this place. It scares me.
Tell me where your father's buried.
Mommy, please don't make me look. Take me home. Oh, Mommy, don't start crying. The last thing Papa asked me was to promise that I would take care of you. And I promised him that I would. But I don't want to stay here, Mommy. I want to go home, please. I don't want to look, Mommy. Please, Mommy. Please, Mommy.
All right, Mr. Jefferson. You're not at your father's funeral anymore. Everything's fine. That's right. I'm going to bring you out now. All right. Wake up.
See, I knew I couldn't be hypnotized.
George, you were hypnotized.
I was? I was? Okay, where's Papa Barry? Oh, it didn't work, did it?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Jefferson. If you ever did know, it's embedded too deeply in your subconscious. I think we've done the best we could.
Oh, look, Doc. Don't feel bad about it. I mean, it's not your fault. It's just that hypnotism just don't work too well on me. I'm too intelligent.
Right.
Well, thanks for your help anyway. And look, just send me the bill, okay? Hey,
thank you.
Anytime,
Good
Doc.
Night, Mr. Jefferson.
Good night, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Damn quack.
George.
I don't want to hear it.
But, George.
I said I don't want to hear it.
Oh, you are going to hear it.
Damn it!
Look, George, your father is missing, and there is nothing you can do.
Yeah, and I didn't even get a chance to grant him his last request.
George, you already have.
Say what?
Dr. Tupperman took you back to your father's funeral, and according to what you said, your father's real last request was that you take care of your mother.
It was?
That's right. And you did take care of her. You did everything your father asked you to, and then some.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, then he did get his last request.
He sure did.
Well, all right.
So, how do you feel now?
Oh, I feel great now. Oh, look, I'm gonna go get ready for dinner.
Hey. Oh, George.
Yeah?
There is one thing.
Yeah, what?
Who the hell is Ruby?
Ruby?
Ruby!
Ruby? Oh, you mean Ruby? How'd you know about her?
Hey, wait! No, you don't! I'm not your Ruby!